Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about Lou Schechter being on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Lou is Senior Vice President for Design and Development at The Real Learning Company. And he and a guy named Richard Hodge, who founded The Real Learning Company, have written a book called The Mind of the Customer. And I know, folks, as scary as that is to think about going into the mind of the customer, we have to go there. We have to spend some time there if we're going to be successful. And Lou's going to help us with that. Lou, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Lou, I like what you guys say in your book. I like the things that you talk about in your book. One of the reasons I like it is because you agree with me on a lot of things. And
that
automatically makes you a highly intelligent individuals. But seriously, one of the fundamental things that you talk about in your book that I want you to dwell on a little bit for us is something that I've been talking about. My audience, folks, you heard me say this many times. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. It's the 21st century. Things here are different, aren't they, Lou?
They sure are. As we've really seen selling change over the last few years here, and where once upon a time you could sell products that met your customers' needs, that world has changed. Customers can find products on their own without you these days.
They don't need any help getting nobody. And I mean, and when I say no customers, we're not. It doesn't matter whether it's business customers. It doesn't matter whether it's consumers. There's nothing new under the sun almost for anybody, consumers or businesses, that they can't find on their own, is there?
That's exactly right. With the internet, everyone can find everything they need, and they can find it at 100 different prices.
You know, Lou, when I was selling as a pup, you know, many, many years ago, decades ago, salespeople were we were the internet for customers, weren't we? They relied on us to bring them the newest and latest stuff that was available, didn't they?
Yep.
I don't know how long you've been selling. I think a long time. And you remember when it was a normal course of business for salespeople to be coming in and out of businesses all the time. That's not going on anymore, is it?
No, and we don't have those big sample cases anymore either.
Thank God. But talk to us a little bit about how things have changed in the 21st century.
We've already begun to see big changes. We used to sell products, and then for the last decade or so, we've all been hearing a lot about solution selling, where you sell more than just products. You sell your customer financing and training and implementation services, and you integrate with what they've got already. And that's been great because it gives us the ability to sell more and make more money. But now everyone is doing that. So what we see today is the best, very best companies, large or small, when they sell, are focusing not just on their customer needs, not just on the problems their customers have, but on the business results the customers want to achieve.
So, and you know, and I'm going to ask you a question. One of the things that when I talk to audiences about serving their customers, when I do speeches, Lou, I ask them to not only when you sell your stuff to your customer, you know, the first thought obviously, Lou, is to make our company goals, accomplish our company goals, but obviously, as you've been alluding to, and as we've learned over the years, you also have to help your customers. You really first should help your customers accomplish their goals, but I say go beyond your customer and help your customers' customers. What do you think about that?
I think you are right on the money, and I'm a sales trainer, and that's what we do, and I'm delivering a session later today, and we talk all the time about thinking about, before you go into a sales call, not just your customer, but who your customer sells to, the customer's customer, as we call
it.
And that's
too off from your own goals.
That's exactly right.
If you go that far, you completely, you know, you've left your own goals in the dust, and somebody might say, well, why is that a good idea? Well, a mentor of mine years ago, Lou, said, if you take care of everything your customers need, the dollars will come and play in your backyard.
Oh, that's exactly right. In fact, we often see great sales forces will not send their customer to the product that they will make the highest margin on or think short term. We all want customers for life. Sometimes that means losing a little bit in the short term, but it means having great customer relationships for the rest of your life.
I did something last year, Lou, that was the coolest thing. I gave a speech for the customer of a customer's customer. I was three off.
Let's see, wow,
is that right?
Let's see.
One, two, three. Yeah, I was three off. I delivered something for one of my customers to one of their customers' customers. Now that was really cool to realize that me being a partner with that customer, they leveraged me even beyond their customer to another level, like the great grand customer, you know, one of those kind of things.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't thought about it. That's the first time I've thought about that. A great grand customer. I'm gonna have to start using that one. You can use it too, Lou.
I will use it. And, you know, just like we wake up in the day, every day as salespeople thinking about our customers are thinking about their customers, and their customers are thinking about their customers, and so on. So you're right on the money here.
Well, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about a little bit, Lou, is, see, I was trained by the best in the world. Xerox and Sears and the U.S. Army taught me how to sell and communicate. I wouldn't take anything for that training. And every day I still use that training to be successful, and I bet you do too. But I think those sales training tips are not enough for the 21st century. There's got to be more. What do you think?
Well, our customers are telling us, and that's what really matters, our customers are telling us that more than ever before, great salespeople need training in business acumen. So they might be young and out of college, or they might have been selling for 10 or 20 years. What people need today is to understand how the business world works, and understanding who customers are is one part of it. Understanding how finances work in business is another part of it. Understanding how business processes can be made more efficient is yet another part of it. So really getting that great business acumen is the key.
Well, and you know, it's never been easy to be in business, especially small business. Lou, it's never been easy, but it still isn't easy, but it's definitely gotten more complicated, hasn't it?
It sure has. I ran a small business for 10 years, and I know how hard it is. And in fact, when we survey small business customers and then talk to salespeople about how to sell to small businesses, the number one need that we see in surveys that small business owners worry about is managing cash flow.
Exactly. When we come back, the book is built around four pillars, and we're going to get Lou to talk to us about those four pillars right after these messages. It's called The Mind of the Customer. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to take advantage of all the resources that are there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including all of our Brain Trust members, like our newest Brain Trust member, Lou Schachter. Lou and Richard Hodge worked together, and they also wrote this book together, The Mind of the Customer. It's available wherever books are sold. And Lou, tell us what else we need to know about the book.
Well, first of all, it's doing incredibly well. We're just 2 months in after the release, and it just went into its second printing.
Congratulations.
So we're excited about that. Thank you. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, and, of course, in your local bookstore. And one of the great added benefits of this book is there's a whole website that goes along with it that's absolutely free and contains tools you can use in your small business to apply these techniques. It's called MindOfTheCustomer.com.
MindOfTheCustomer.com. Thank you for that, by the way. We like free things around here, Lou.
Excellent.
So good for you. The Mind of the Customer, that's the title of the book, folks, and I hope you check it out. It is an important book, I believe, and not just because they agree with me on so many things, although that doesn't hurt the book at all. Okay, Lou, let's talk about these pillars. We're not going to get through all four of them. That's the reason we have people back more than once. So now that you've laughed at my jokes and been nice to the host, you'll probably get invited back.
Thank you.
So talk to us about pillar one.
pillar one is probably the most important one, and it's the one that salespeople struggle with the most. It's understand your customer. And when we say understand your customer, we mean understand the world from their point of view. How do they see their marketplace? How do they see their business challenges? How do they see their employees, their suppliers, their customers, their finances? How do they see the world?
So instead of walking in, and this just, folks, let me give you an example, see if you agree with me, of what the opposite of what you just said is. And it was the way people made a living for years in the 20th century. And it's called the product of the month.
That's exactly right.
You see my point? You see my point, Lou? I mean, for years, businesses came up with a product of the month, and they went out, and all they sold was the product of the month, which if you sell the product of the month, you'll never understand what your customers really need and what they want.
And in fact, we're so passionate as small business owners, as salespeople, about what we have to offer. We believe in it. We think it's the right thing. It's so easy to go in and spend the first 5, 10, 20 minutes of a meeting talking about our great product, and customers do not care.
They don't care. They couldn't. It would not be possible for customers to care less about you or what you have to sell. They only care about what it'll do for them, don't they?
That's right. And in fact, today, customers are not buying products as much as they are buying people who understand their business and how they're going to use the product.
Which is another way of saying partners.
Yes, absolutely.
Vendor partners. That's what I've been trying to say. I've been drilling this into the heads of my audience now for 8.5 years, Lou. And that is that if you want to be successful in the 21st century, you got to be... Don't be a vendor, be an integrated partner with your customers.
And we've actually surveyed businesses about how they think about partners and what they mean by partners. And the most important thing they tell us is don't just throw the partner word around. When we say partner, what we mean is that you are sharing in the accountability for the business results we're trying to produce.
Right. More and more, you know, some people think outsourcing is a bad word. Lou Dobbs talks about outsourcing, and he talks about it like it's a bad word. He doesn't really know the definition of the word, by the way, I'm convinced. But outsourcing has so many different facets and nuances. Every company in the 21st century, Lou, wants to be able to focus more time, more of their resources on their core competencies. And so if you can help them with the other things or help them be better focusing on their core competencies, that makes you a partner, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Let them do what they are best at, and you can do what you're best at and really help them. I agree with you about outsourcing. I think folks like Lou Dobbs thinks it always means exporting jobs overseas, and it doesn't mean that at all. It means focusing on your core competencies.
Lou Dobbs is dangerous as far as I'm concerned, and that's not the first time I've said that. But the thing is, one thing I'm concerned about, though, Lou, is that when we talk about these things the way we're talking about them, selling the way we're talking about them, it sounds like a long way away from where a lot of salespeople think of themselves, doesn't it? You know what I mean? It sounds like you're becoming more of a you're not selling, you're doing more psychotherapy or whatever.
We call it facilitating the customer's change management process.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better, Lou.
The customer, you want the customer to do something different from what they're doing today, and to help them do something different. I mean, we all have inertia in our lives. We all tend to stay to the things we do now, and you as a salesperson need to help them change.
You know, I like this question, Lou. What do you think about if a salesperson's having trouble getting their hands around, you know, morphing from a 20th century mentality to 21st century mentality, what if they just started asking their customers, what can I do for you?
We think broad, open questions like that, particularly that get customers to think about the future, that get customers to think about their businesses in new ways, are excellent. And when I said earlier that you don't go in and spend the first few minutes of the meeting talking about your product, what you do instead is ask great questions like that.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
I've had a good time. I hope you have.
I sure have.
Lou, see, I coax it out of him, folks. Lou Schechter, I'm sorry, Lou Schechter, S-C-H-A-C-H, T-E-R, and he and Richard Hodge have written the outstanding book, The Mind of the Customer, which I highly recommend to you. And Lou will be back another day. We've got more pillars to talk about. Quick break. Right back with Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.